views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand. Shannon is known as South Africa's top psychic. Are you ready to make the brave changes that will bring soul into your everyday life? If you have a question on love, career, or health, listen to your spirit guides to find specific, detailed answers. Now, here's your host, Shannon Walbrand.
And thanks for listening to Spirit Guidance Radio. This is Shannon Walbrand, and I'm looking forward to taking your call over the next hour. The number to dial is 001-800-930-2819. That's 001-800-930-2819. And you're listening to us on TransformationTalkRadio.com, brought to you in America by WBLQ.net. Thank you so much for having me on, and I'm so pleased to bring you all of the information that I have assembled for you today. You know, this month, February, I've devoted it to love, which is kind of a cliche, but I'm talking about a different kind of love. The love that we're talking about is Mother Teresa type love. She is our hero for the Heroes Project. You might recall from my previous show that the Heroes Project is a book I'm writing in 2014 that's telling us all about our own heroes. So I'm interviewing people and I'm asking each one of them, who's a hero for you and what kind of a life change would you like to make to integrate their best aspects into who you are? So I'm going to start with Mother Teresa. And one of the quotes that most touched me lately was this one from her. The three most important things in human life: be kind, be kind, be kind. You know, it's not always easy for me to be kind when I feel rushed or I feel like the people aren't doing things the way that I want them to do. But kindness, just a little bit, goes such a long way. So I'm going to start with a personal story that is about random acts of kindness. And yesterday I was at the driver's license department, and of course that is the most bureaucratic place in the world. And in South Africa, it seems to be particularly dysfunctional. So there was a really long queue of about 500 people. Luckily, I got into the shorter version of the queue. And then they sent me from here to there and here to there to pay here and get this piece of paper. And it was a headache, but I managed to keep it together. And then I'm sitting on a chair, and there are only like five people in this particular line. And a woman rushes up and she says, oh, I just had to go get a stamp and now I'm back. Do you mind if I go to the front? And the guy ahead of me did mind. He said, no, he was going to be quick and she could sit down and not a problem. So she sat down and then the chairs shifted. So she ended up just right behind me. And those guys went up, they took care of their business. And then it was my chance. And I thought, I could let her go because she says hers is going to be really fast and she's been here much longer than I have. Or I could just go, but I knew that mine was complicated and I knew that it was going to take a long time. So I let her go ahead of me, and the smile on her face made my entire day. So if you can be kind, be kind, be kind, as Mother Teresa advises, why not? You know, just give up one place in the line. It's not going to kill you. And gosh, it was really rewarding. And so then today, I don't know if this is instant karma or what, but I parked my car outside my kid's school. And it was really, today is, sorry to tell all of you snowbound northeastern United States people, but here in South Africa, it is hot, hot, hot. It's in the mid 80s. We are sweltering and it's very, very sunny. So I parked my car in the shade and then I rolled down the window so that it would cool off. And I walked my child into the school, and then I came out, and there was a woman standing by my car. And one of the things about me living in Johannesburg and getting used to being here after being American and living in a few other countries was that when I see someone just standing around, it makes me a little bit nervous. I think either she's going to ask me for something or, you know, I don't know why she's standing by my car. And so as I approached, I greeted her, and she said, hi, good morning. You really shouldn't have left your windows open. She was the housekeeper from the house where I had parked my car, and she stood there and waited and guarded my car while I was away. She knew where I was going. She knew I was just going into the school. And I thought, my goodness, what an act of kindness. And I thanked her, and she just immediately walked into the house. So she didn't need a tip. She didn't need me to give her any money, which is would be common here for me to slip her, you know, $1 or $2 worth of South African money. No, she didn't need that. She just smiled and she went away. And I thought, yes, be kind, be kind, be kind. This is what being human can be about. And when it is, wow, that story stayed with me the entire day. I was so happy about that. It just really made it for me. If you'd like to call in with a question, you can ask a question of your spirit guides and angels. And the number to dial is 001-800-930-2819. You're listening to Spirit Guidance Radio, and I'm Shannon Walbrand. I'm a spirit guide interpreter, and what I do is I help people get answers to their most difficult questions. Maybe you have a question like, should I move to another city? Or how can I improve my relationship with my husband? Or what should I do about my young child and his schooling? Maybe you're confused about a health question. You don't know why you have this particular pain, or if there's something that the angels can tell you about your family or your past. As long as you phrase the question in the I statement, you know, and you say, how can I change this? What can I do about that? Then I'll see if I can get an answer for you. I'd really like to try. So the number is 1-800-930-2819. And I'd invite you to go check out my website where you can find out much more. And you can hear my podcasts from my other shows, because this is one of three radio shows that I broadcast. And my website is my name. So it's www.shannonwalbran.com. Shannon Walbran, W-A-L-B-R-A-N. So I've got lots and lots of information prepared for you today, but I do have time to take your calls if you'd like to phone through with a question. So the first thing I'd like to share is an excerpt from my upcoming book. I'm interviewing you, people, about who are your heroes and what are you doing to make their lives part of your life. And here's one. Here's a woman, and she gives me her name, and she says I can use it. Her name is Nikki Connolly, and she's from Cape Town, and her hero is Gordon Ramsay. And what she loves about Gordon Ramsay is his attitude of take no prisoners. So this is what she says. I admire the great chefs of the world, like Gordon Ramsay. I myself studied to be a chef, and then when I had my child, I tried to work evenings in restaurants, but I had to give it up. I love the way they can make food into something brilliant. Gordon is headstrong. He swears too much, but he says it like it is, and he tells his sous chefs when things are not done properly. What Gordon and I share, what we have in common, is that I don't take any nonsense either. When I was a chef, the kitchen was mine. And then she goes on to describe how she wants to integrate what Gordon Ramsay is like into her life currently. Now that I'm opening my own business for the first time, I'm facing the hurdle of getting new customers, and sometimes I feel shy. I'm going to put on an invisible Gordon Ramsay's chef hat, and he does what it takes. You know, he makes it happen. He has a bold, confident, take-no-prisoners attitude, and that's really what I can do, too. Okay, I'm going to go to the phones now. Hello, I see I have Elizabeth on the line. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Shannon. Hello.
Hi, how are you today?
Okay, thank you. Fine, how are you?
I'm fine, sweetheart. What's your question today and how can I help you?
Yes, I have a question for my guides and angels. Mm-hmm. What, if anything, can I do to help my little girl be less stressed and more settled and integrated at school?
Okay, the first thing they give you is the word the ocean, and they're saying the deep blue sea speaks to your soul, healing and soothing you. Even the act of imagining yourself dipping into its healing womb brings about desirable effects. So I want to tell you that she needs more nature. She needs more time outside in nature. And I don't know, what is her sign? Do you know her sign? When was her birthday?
October.
Is she a Scorpio? The other one. Okay. What she needs is more water. So she needs to be calmed and soothed by taking long baths, and she needs to be relaxed by water. Maybe the sound of water. You could get her a relaxing, ocean sound CD. And that's what they're saying. They're saying that she needs more ocean in her life. Hey, give it a try, huh? And tell us if it works.
Yeah, that sounds great. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Take care. Bye-bye. We're going to take a break now, and we'll come back with more of Spirit Guidance Radio. Feel free to schedule your call. Just set it up. Call in on 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back after this short break.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Get ready to rock. You asked and we delivered. Friday, February 14th. New redesigned interactive websites. Listen online or download the app. The Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio are bringing the heat. Go to thedrpatshow.com and transformationtalkradio.com. This Friday, you do not want to miss this.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Join the Pacific Northwest EFT Tappers at the 4th Annual Tappers Gathering this March 1st at Bastyr University. Tapping enthusiasts from across the region will be sharing healing stories, learning different EFT applications, and forging a strong community. This event raises money and awareness for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. All net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit conducting a study showing how EFT can alter gene expression. Bring your cards and information for a fulfilled day of networking and inspiring one another. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
What's getting your attention as physical pain or illness? Have doctors been unable to help? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Amazing things happen every day, sometimes with jolting awareness, and sometimes with subtle shifts aided with Christy's divine healing gift. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Hi, and welcome back to Spirit Guidance Radio. I see we have another caller on the line, and her name is Tennille. Hi, Tennille. This is Shannon. How can I help you?
Hi, Shannon. How are you?
Hi, well, and I'm glad you got through. How can I answer your question today?
Okay, Shannon, I want to ask my angels if our relocation is going to be happening next month.
I'm getting the card that I drew as you asked your question was perfect timing. Now is the perfect moment for you to act on your inspirations. I hope that's a good answer for you. It sounds like it is. Do you want to ask a follow-up?
Okay, what needs to be done for the relocation to happen?
It sounds like children are involved and what they're talking about. They show me a card with a mother holding a baby. Do you have kids?
I do. I have
a
son.
They're telling me that, sorry, I interrupted you. Yes, you have?
Yes, I have a son.
Okay, thanks. What they would like you to do is to really prepare that child for the transition and talk about new house, old house, everything's going to be okay, we get to have your favorite blankie and your favorite bear, and this is what your bed is going to look like. So overdo it, really prepare the child extra, extra, extra for this move. It's perfect timing for you. It's perfect timing for the grown-ups in the situation. It's going to be a little bit traumatic, like more traumatic than you and I would consider for the kid. So they want you to do lots and lots of preparation. There are books available if you want, like getting ready for the new big move, you know, the Bears move to a new house, that kind of thing. Do you think you can find stuff like that?
Yes, I'll definitely do that.
I'm sure you would do it anyway.
Is it going to be happening next month, though?
So that's cool.
Sorry, Shannon. How soon is it going to be happening?
You are making this happening. So they're telling me that it's you that's putting it into motion. You, rather than any other characters in this story. It's you that's driving this change. And so they want you to put your hat on and say, I'm the boss here. I'm making this happen. Mm-hmm. Okay, can you do that?
Yes.
Okay, good. So nice to hear from you. I'm glad you called through.
Thanks so much, Shannon. Have a wonderful
evening. Take care, sweetie. Yeah, have a wonderful day further. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Ciao. If you'd like to call in with your question, the number is 001-800-930-2819. You're listening to Spirit Guidance Radio, which is a program on transformationtalkradio.com. So I'd like to share with you my next segment, which is in my call with Elizabeth. We refer to astrology, and I am not an astrologer, but I love it. I think it's such a fascinating lens through which we can understand the world and how things work. So this is by Diane Belanger, who is an astrologer who's based in Cape Town, and she's telling us the full moon is in Leo on the 15th of February at 1 a.m. Oh, actually almost 2 a.m. So the full moon, this one coming up, is in Leo on the 15th of February at 2 a.m. That would be in South Africa, but it'll rise for you as well. The sun is in Aquarius and the constellation on the horizon is Capricorn. So this is how Diane interprets this for us. This is a good time to access and celebrate your inner strength. Do you feel comfortable and worthy having your needs fulfilled? And if so, do you express this through love or through fear? Remember that personal power does not mean controlling a situation or a person. So please consider ways of stepping into your power with joy and playfulness. Standing in your power means that you have the strength to face the issues confronting you and the confidence to choose responses that honor what is important to you without fear of punishment. Each time you give your power away, you drain yourself of energy. Keep asking yourself, what do I really want? Will this choice serve my highest good? Stick to your decisions and be clear about who you are and how you would like to be treated. You know, okay, then she goes on to say the gemstone you can use is carnelian, which is a red one. The flower is gaura, and the essence is lemon verbena. And by the way, she adds a note, Mercury is still in retrograde until the 28th of February, 2014. Please ensure all communication is clear and light with everybody around you. Your travel plans may be affected. Please back up your computer or the contacts on your phone. Double check all your documents before you sign them. And that's what we always do when Mercury is in retrograde, which happens 3 times a year. And that's why things can go a bit wacky. Like yesterday, our electricity went out and then I was off of my computer and my phone lost all of its contacts. And then miraculously, it regained them. I don't really understand how that worked, but I was so grateful that it did. So I just wanted to talk a little bit more about you standing in your power and ask yourself, what do I really want? And will this choice serve my highest good? What I really want is usually the opposite of what I complain about. So think about, what are you most kvetching about in your life? What is not working for you? What is a big drag? And then how can you turn that around and ask for the opposite, the exact opposite? Say, what I really want is, you know what I would really like? I would really like a nap. I would really like to be uninterrupted for 3 hours. I would really like to know that all of my appointments are taken care of. I would really like to know that I have enough money in the bank at the end of the month. Okay, ask for that. Think specifically about the 10 things that if you had them in place right now would make your life like, ah, that would make my life so easy right now. And then make a list and pray about them, ask for them. And when you get them, what is the answer? You say, thank you. And you are responsible for carrying through on them. So if somebody offers you something that you have asked for, like, okay, I really want a TV show. And then I got a call from a friend today who also wants to help me build this TV show. If I were to walk away from that, wouldn't that be the silliest thing ever? Yes. If the universe comes up with the plan for you that you have been cooking on, please step into it and make that your powerful statement about what is best for me. I'd like to remind you of the phone number, which is, it's an American phone number, which is, if you're in the States, 800-930-2819. If you're calling from South Africa or outside of the United States, the number is 001-800-930-2819. And I'm on Twitter using my handle at Shannon Walbrand. The same name, the same username is on Facebook, facebook.com/Shannon Walbrand. So now I'd like to go to my next piece, which is a really beautiful thing that I've been working on. It is using the flower essences for healing. I asked, what would be the best one for us to discuss tonight? And it is crab apple. So the South African flower essences come in small bottles and you take them drop by drop. And they really, I am so astonished at the profound emotional shifts that can occur using crab apple. And I'd like to give a shout out to Elizabeth, who called in earlier, and also to other people who are worried about their small children. So it could also be Tanil too, that Rescue Remedy is really miraculous. It seems like it's nothing. It just seems like it's a tiny bottle of water. It's not. It's actually super useful. So Tanil, if that would help you with your child during the move, and also Elizabeth, if that would help your child whose behavior is bothering you, then please do consider picking up some Rescue Remedy. It's also available in tiny, tiny pills that are good for kids and don't have any alcohol in them. So please do consider that. From the family of flower essences, we're going to read about crab apple. Oops, the microphone just fell over. Okay, we're going to read about crab apple. The key notes for crab apple are shame, remorse, turning into self-acceptance. The color is pale pink. And it says, this flower essence is for self-forgiveness and self-acceptance. It is also a powerful cleanser of the emotional and physical body. For those who hate themselves, who feel shame and self-disgust, whose instinctual response is to berate themselves, this essence facilitates soul contact, which lifts and transforms self-hatred, putting one in touch with the love of God, the goddess, and the synergy of all that is. I'm just going to repeat that last piece. This essence, called crab apple, facilitates soul contact, which lifts and transforms self-hatred, putting one in touch with the love of God, the goddess, and the synergy of all that is. Of course, we never want to admit that we're going through a stage of self-hatred. And I think maybe the difficulty is that we don't hate everything about ourselves. We just hate some aspects of ourselves. So I am disgusted with myself for what? For not being able to kick these last kgs of weight that are still sticking to me. I feel cross with myself that I'm losing my temper or becoming impatient. I'm mad at myself for procrastinating. And how does that help me? How does it help me to shout at myself or to scold myself or to crack the whip above my head? I'm tired that I'm tired. You know what I mean? I'm sad that I'm sad. I'm angry that I'm angry. Well, that doesn't really take us forward. So crabapple, and you know what's really wonderful about the flower essences is that you can get them almost anywhere. They can be Bach remedies, which are more widely available in the United Kingdom and also throughout the United States. They don't have to be this one. Just looking for these symptoms and finding out how you can take this can really, really help you. Crabapple can also be obtained through crabapple jelly, crabapple products, and even the scent of crabapple can be useful for this. What they're looking at is the transformation between an aspect of myself that I'm disgusted with or that I'm so angry with myself about, and moving that towards knowing that I am a child of God, I do belong to the universe, and I can push myself into the next level and get to the place that I need to get to without doing it in an angry way. Can you see why this reading was given to us in light of what Diane said in The Stars? Because what she's asking for is, how do you express your inner strength through love or through fear and step into your power with joy and playfulness without fear of punishment? When we work on getting rid of our anger towards ourselves, we're looking at being gentle with ourselves and having the confidence to choose responses that honor what is important to us. Okay, we're at the bottom of the hour now. We're going at, in South African time, 5:30. So I'm going to give you the phone number once again so you can dial this. It is 001 800 930-2819. You're listening to Spirit Guidance Radio, a part of the TransformationTalkRadio.com network, broadcast to you in America on WBLQ.net. And we'll be right back after a short break, and we'll be answering your questions, and I've got a lot more information to share with you. This is Shannon Walbrand. Thanks for listening.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/thedrpatshow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/thedrpatshow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/thedrpatshow and twitter.com/thedrpatshow.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough for your love, baby.
Join the Pacific Northwest's EFT Tappers at the 4th Annual Tappers Gathering this March 1st at Bastyr University. Tapping enthusiasts from across the region will be sharing healing stories, learning different EFT applications, and forging a strong community. This event raises money and awareness for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. All net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit conducting a study showing how EFT can alter gene expression. Bring your cards and information for a fulfilled day of networking and inspiring one another. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
Hi, this is Shannon Walbrand, and welcome back to Spirit Guidance Radio. The number to call is 001-800-930-2819 if you'd like to ask a question of your angels and guides. I'd like to help you with something new today. I've joined an organization that's based online, and it's called PrayMoreNovenas.com. I highly recommend that you check out PrayMoreNovenas.com if you're interested in revving up your prayer life, because they regularly run novenas, and they send you a prayer every day. If you remember, a novena is a 9-day prayer, and it's usually dedicated to one particular cause, and it has a saint or the Virgin Mary or one aspect of Christ as its focal point. And the one that we're doing right now, we're only on the third day, so you can join and you can catch up. And it's free, and they send you free emails every day to remind you so that you can complete the novena. is, this is praymorenovenas.com that I'm talking about. Novena is N-O-V-E-N-A-S. Though he chose not to be ordained a priest, St. Francis is one of the most revered saints of the church. The great respect accorded to St. Francis is primarily due to his life of service, insistence on the practice of absolute poverty, and great humility. He founded the Order of the Friars Minor, co-founded the Poor Clares, and the Order of St. Francis. So now I'm going to talk a little bit about his biography. I really love St. Francis. He's one of my favorites. And I even went, when I was living in Rome as a student, I went to visit him in his church and him, you know, the spirit of him, in the town of Assisi, which is a beautiful little town. St. Francis was born Giovanni di Pietro di Bernardone to a rich silk merchant as a father on 1181 AD. His nickname Francesco means the Frenchman, given by his father probably because of his love for anything French. His mother was a French woman of noble birth. St. Francis became a soldier early in life, and he fought for Assisi. In 1204, while recovering from an illness, he had a vision of Christ, which caused him to return to Assisi. There, his spiritual awakening followed. He spent a lot of time asking God for direction and caring for poor people, including lepers. Another vision followed of Christ asking St. Francis to repair his church. St. Francis perceived this as directing him to repair a local church, so he sold cloth from his father's store to help fund the repairs. His father became angry, so St. Francis renounced all worldly possessions and spent his time as a beggar, restoring many other churches in the area. In 1209, after hearing a sermon about preaching the good news, St. Francis started doing just that and living in poverty. He was soon joined by other friends, mostly from the educated classes, who joined St. Francis's life as a beggar. One of the most famous saints he inspired was St. Clare of Assisi, with whom he co-founded the Women's Order of the Poor Clares. St. Francis is, of course, renowned for his love of animals, the environment, and his desire for peace. He even went to see a Muslim leader of Egypt in order to seek peace. St. Francis was graced with the stigmata shortly before his death on October 3, 1226. He died singing psalms of praise. He was canonized on July 16, 1228 by Pope Gregory, and his feast day is celebrated on October 4th. So in a novena, you say one prayer every day. It's a different prayer for 9 days, and you set an intention. I'm going to lead you through this, and I would really like you to join in with your own intention as you go for it. Holy St. Francis, through your kind intercession, we seek holiness above all things. We seek the faith, hope, and love that allowed you to joyfully renounce the pleasures of earthly life and to radically follow our Lord Jesus Christ. Pray for us that we enjoy the privilege of suffering with and for the poor in the example of Jesus. Help us to always be grateful for all the blessings we have received and the strength to overcome our most pressing concerns, especially... Okay, now you get to add in your... you get to add in your request right now. This is what you are going to be praying for. Please give us the strength to overcome our most pressing concerns, especially this. St. Francis, as you left a comfortable life to lead a life of poverty and service to our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you to pray that we also realize the folly of seeking to amass material gains and experience worldly pleasures. Now, the Pray More Novenas people are suggesting that we give up something. It can be something small, like chocolate. Remember, we're getting ready for Lent right now anyway in our yearly season. So what is something that you would be willing to give up? You know what I think I might give up? I might give up surfing Facebook. Can I tell you that it's become like an addiction, and I can tell that it's not doing me any good because every time I go on, it's like the same stuff over and over again. That's all I'm doing. So it's become empty. I think I'm going to allow myself to check Facebook once in the morning and once in the afternoon, and then that's it. I'm not going to check it during the day. That would be really useful to me. Okay, so I'm going to say this prayer again. St. Francis, as you left a comfortable life to lead a life of poverty and service to our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you to pray that we also realize the folly of seeking to amass material gains and experience worldly pleasures. This day, I humbly forgo checking Facebook all day long as an offering to God our Father, hoping this act signals a start of my conversion. Amen. Okay, so if you're interested in joining me on this program, it's praymorenovenas.com. And I'd really like you to sign up with me, and then you can come along with me on my Facebook page. Oh, yes, I can check my business Facebook page, and I promise I'm only going to check it once in the morning and once in the afternoon. Really, that's enough. I don't know why I'm checking it 10 times a day. I think it's a need for connection, you know, a need to reach out. If you'd like to ask a question about the things that it would be better for you to let go of in your life in order to free you up for more holiness, please ask your angels and guides. It's a really useful question to ask. The number to call is 001-800-930-2819. You're listening to Spirit Guidance Radio, and I'm Shannon Walbrand, a spirit guide interpreter who's trying to help you get your life in order. If you'd like a more personal session, we can, of course, do one by phone or Skype, and it costs US$100 or $900 in rands, and you get 10 questions in which we go into great detail, and we get lots and lots and lots of information. Okay, the next piece that I'm going to do before we go to our next break is a reading from Louise Hay, and this book is called You Can Heal Your Life. This has become one of my go-to books. Every time I feel something that's not right in the body, I'm taking it as a message of there's something not right in my psyche, and I really need to re-examine it. So this isn't about me, this next one. This is what I asked for in terms of you who are listening to this program, whether you're listening today on February 13th, 2014, or whether you're listening in the future to this as a podcast. Please consider this and see how it affects you, how it plays out in your own body. We're talking about the liver. And the emotional state that represents when the liver is out of order is the seat of anger and primitive emotions. Anger and primitive emotions. The affirmation that Louise Hay gives around the liver, and this is a cure, and if you repeat it over and over again throughout your day, you can undo some of the damage that has been done to your liver. And here's what they say. Love and peace and joy are what I know. Love and peace and joy are what I know. Do you know what some of the symptoms of liver pain can be? It can be a swelling in the front abdomen, particularly on the right-hand side. It can be gout, where you have trouble with your knees and your ankles. It can be liver spots when you get brown spots on your face or on your hands. The liver is one of our most important organs, and so when it's out of order, it really talks. It can also give you nausea. It can give you a lack of appetite. And then let's talk about the emotional symptoms. It can be when you're short of temper, impatient, when you lack a sense of humor, and also when you start to lose your memory, both your short-term memory, as in where are my keys and where did I put my book and where's my diary and where's my phone. It can be that kind of short-term memory loss. And it can also be the fading of long-term memories, as if the movies have changed in your mind from color to black and white. So think about that. Can you remember your first grade teacher? Can you think specifically and clearly about the things that your grandparents told you and your great aunts about your family and about your family's culture? Can you think about the first home that you lived in when you were a small child and what it looked like? Can you get images of that in your mind? And also then really do a temper check also. If you're flying into a rage, if you're falling into what Louise Hay calls the primitive emotions, which are fight or flight, when I feel like I'm running away from a dinosaur, and when I'm so angry about little things, this is a sign that maybe your liver needs some toning. And so I'll just repeat the affirmation once again in case you'd like to write it down. Love and peace and joy are what I know. I'll give our phone number again in case you'd like to call during our last segment, which we'll come back to right after this break. The number is 001-800-930-2819, and you're listening to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand, my website, shannonwalbrand.com, and I would really like to speak with you to answer your questions and to bring you messages from your angels and guides. So consider calling in after our short break. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Thanks.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Where do you
desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Hi, we're back with Spirit Guidance Radio. We're going to go to the phones. We have Raul on the line. Hi, this is Shannon. How are you doing?
Hello, Shannon. Lovely show. Thank you.
Hi, Raul. Thanks for listening. And how can I help you today? Do you have a question for your angels?
Of course. Yeah, I just wanted to find out how can I move forward, and especially because I want to change careers. I want to move on to a different aspect of my life, and somehow I feel like I can't see very far.
Yeah, I get that. The card that I drew when I saw your name on the line, so all they do is they give me on my Skype, they say Raul on the line. So I drew a card that said steady progress. We acknowledge you for the progress you've made and in your daily activities. So they think that you're actually being brave and making contacts. And the change that they want you to do is to step into your new identity and to address yourself and other people with that identity. So it's as if, like, if I want to become a photographer, then I would introduce people as, hi, I'm Shannon, I'm a photographer. Not even, hi, I'm Shannon, I'm learning how to be a photographer, but I am a photographer. So what is the name of your new career that you'd like to step into?
Well, no, I love the healing arts. I started doing a little bit of Reiki, but I want to study something else. And I love nutrition and the whole holistic movement, I guess.
And, you know, Raul, the name that they're giving me to give you is shaman. Would you be willing to step into the role of a shaman?
I would like to study some of that. I actually got a book. Somebody gave me a book and an audio to study that a little bit.
Do you know the book called The Four Agreements?
I think so, yeah.
It's a wonderful, wonderful book. And the point that the angels are making with you is that you're going to tap into knowledge that's not only available in books and in experience and in courses, but that will come to you through your dreams and will come to you through your ancestors and through your past lives. And they're saying that you're actually much wiser than you're pretending to be with me. So you're pretending with me as though you're an innocent, you're a newbie, you're like, you know, the lowest and newest kid in the class. And the angels are telling me that's not true at all.
A little bit, yeah. So I was trying to be a little, I guess, polite and passive, I guess. But, yeah.
I think you're being modest. I would give you modest. But what the angels are telling me is that you're excellent at dream interpretation, and you also have a way with animals in a totem animal sense. And you know about things that are part of myth and history and story in a way that's completely different from my set of gifts. And it wouldn't suit you to work in this way that I work, which is quick. You know that, okay, here's your instant answer. It would work. It would be worth it to you to think about doing a weekend retreat or to have people come with you so that they can sleep, have dreams, wake up, discuss the dreams. The pace would be much, much slower, but the effects would be really, really deep. How does that appeal to you?
Well, that's brand new to me, so it's brand new information. I would definitely like to look into that for sure. Sometimes when I have conversation with people, I feel like I'm channeling information. But,
I believe you are. Yeah, I really do believe you are. So, Raul, I would say that have a look at that. And when you're ready, but I think you're ready already, please introduce yourself as a shaman rather than as a student, because it just isn't true. Okay, please call in again and let us know how you're doing.
Thank you so much. Have a beautiful day.
Take care, Raul. Bye. You too. Have a great day.
Thank you.
I'm going to go back to the phones. I've got Susan on the line. Hello, Susan. Can I help you? Hi, Susan. This is Shannon Walbrand with Spirit Guidance Radio. Can I help you with a question? No? Okay, she hasn't come through. I'm sure when the producer can patch her through, he can just go straight to that, and that's totally fine with me. We don't have to wait for an introduction. Susan, when you're ready, I would love to take your question. What I'd like to do right now is read a story from Anthony DeMello, who's one of my absolute favorites. And he's telling us a story called Moderation. But you listen to it and you can hear the joke, okay? Again and again, the master would be seen to discourage his disciples from depending on him, for this would prevent them from contacting their own inner source. He was often heard to say, "Three things there are that when too close are harmful, when too far are useless, and are best kept at the middle distance. Fire, the government, and the guru." Okay, I'll say it again. The master was often heard to say, "Three things there are that when too close are harmful, too far away are useless, and are best kept at the middle distance. Fire, the government, and the guru." That's a reading from Anthony DeMello, and I love him so much, I'm going to do one more that I chose. This is called Discipline. To the disciples who wanted to know what sort of meditation he practiced each morning in the garden, the master said, "When I look carefully, I see the rose bush in full bloom." And they asked him, "Why would one have to look carefully to see the rose bush?" The master replied, "Lest one see not the rose bush, but one's preconception of it." That's called Discipline, and those are readings from Anthony DeMello. It's DeMello. He was a Jesuit, and his book is called 1 Minute Wisdom. I totally highly recommend it. I'm going to go to another story now. Please feel free to call in if you have a question. Oh, we've got Susan back. Fantastic. Thank you. Brian's producing today. Thank you, Brian. Hi, Susan. How can I help you?
Hi, Shanna. How are you doing today?
I am happy. And yourself?
Pretty good.
Good. What's your question for your angels today?
My question is for my job change. I've been job searching for a while. I wonder what my...
What would you actually like to know now?
The timing of the change. I know it's going to happen, but I'm just a little eager to know when would that happen.
I agree, and I'm not seeing it happen for quite a long time. In fact, I'm seeing 3 to 4 months. So I'm concerned about your financial situation, and I'm wondering what you're going to do. Would you be willing to work as a temp?
Oh, I actually have a job right now. I'm just looking for another company to move on to.
What I'm seeing is that, first of all, your old job is really, really getting hard and difficult, and your new job is not ready for you yet. So there looks as though there's going to be a valley or a gap in which you're not going to be working. So I'm concerned about that. Is your old job so awful?
The energy isn't really flowing in here, and I have a lot of resentment.
Yeah, I get it, that it's making you ill. And so that's why I'm wondering if it would be, so they're telling me that you have lots of skills. They tell me that you're really, really good at what you do. So I'm wondering if you wouldn't mind stepping out of the old job, taking a temporary position, and then looking and looking for the new job, because what I'm concerned about is that you're getting ill. Can I ask if you've had any body symptoms?
No. All in all, I'm a big, I mean, I don't feel good, you know, really jolly going in, but all in all, I'm still healthy.
Are you okay? You haven't started getting migraines or any headaches or any neck pain, because that's what I'm picking up.
Some neck pains, but no migraines.
Oh, really? Okay. Then the neck pains, mm-hmm. yes, but not the migraines yet.
Yeah.
Okay. Have a think about when it's going to drive you too crazy to go into work anymore, and realize that your skills would be adequate for temping while you're looking for your new job. Because I'm not seeing it coming for maybe 4 months. And so that's what I'm concerned okay. about. Okay, Susan?
Okay. Okay, yeah. great. Thank you.
Thank
so
you
much.
For phoning. Take care and keep in touch.
We will. Thanks.
Oh, bye. Good. Yeah, perfect. Thank you so much. So I just wanted to end with, of course, the Mother Teresa quote is, what are the three most important things in a human life? Be kind, be kind, be kind. And I want to share with you a new way in which we can be kind to each other. And it actually has to do with the economy. What I'm participating in is an international barter system of exchange, and it's called the Community Exchange System. So I would just like to give you that website in case you also might be interested in a parallel currency and starting up one in your own neighborhood. The website is CES, as in Community Exchange System, .org.za. Please have a look at it when you have a chance and see if this is something that would really lighten up your life, working with parallel currencies and barter systems. It's the new way forward with Creative Commons and the way out that we're going to be exchanging that is beyond the money system. So I'd like to leave you with that, that there are many ways that we can be kind to each other. In the economy, in our everyday exchanges, and in our language, please consider those. Have a look at my website as well, www.shannonwalbran.com. If you'd like to set up an individual session, or if you'd just like to drop me a line, I'd be pleased to hear from you. Thank you so much for tuning in to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbran, and we'll speak to you next Thursday. Take care. God bless. Always remember, you are guided.
Thank you for listening to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbran on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to hear messages from your spirit guides. You are guided. Visit ShannonWalbran.com to schedule a personal session with Shannon and change your life. Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbran on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbran.com for more info. You are guided.
Feel like you just can't find your happiness? Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Not feeling comfortable in your body? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy has a divine healing gift, and her process will help you experience a perspective reboot. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your soul suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show. Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough for your love, baby.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.